Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, still at the Taormina Film Festival, here with Igor Lopatinok, director of Ukraine on Fire, which was screened at the world premiere this morning. Hello, Igor, how are you?
Thank you, I'm good. It was pretty big day for me because we work on that movie for 3 years, and today we release it, and it's like, you know, you work, you build, and now you feel, I feel very, very much accomplished.
And relieved, maybe. And
relieved,
a little.
Yeah.
Your documentary is about the Ukraine demonstration that led to all that we know. You are living in U.S., but as soon as you heard about the first demonstration, you felt the urge to go back and film it because you were feeling something. This is what you told us this morning.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not filming it by myself. As a producer who produced more than 20 projects, I understand how to arrange gathering of footage. So we start sending the cameramen on the event. We deliver money and the cameras, and people film it from the beginning. And it was very, very end, and it's very, very little footage from that event go to the movie. Because our movie not about that protest on the street. Our movie, it's a bigger picture. So we decide to go and ask decision makers who did the decision, who have insight out of event. We approach most all, everybody big. We was very much declined, but we succeed with ex-president of Ukraine, Mr. Yanukovych, and we succeed with president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. And if you're asking whom else we ask all Ukrainian government current in power. We ask Victoria Nuland, and Senator McCain, and Frank-Walter Steinmeier, even Pope. We ask everybody to give us a vision, but mostly because they engaged in that political situation, and political situation still hot, they decline. Yes, but we find their statements and we use it.
And then what happened? I mean, after you did all the interview, how did you build up the film?
That's a very, very interesting question, because working with such a great storyteller as Oliver Stone, that's a very good school. And I mentioned I produced 20 movies, but it was my first movie what I direct. And I directed mostly because we approach everybody. My first choice was, of course, was Oliver Stone, but he was busy with a bigger project. But he agreed to be my executive producer. And after a year of struggling, and doing research and doing filming, but still struggling to find a director, and we approach everybody, Werner Herzog and Michael Moore and the big, big names, Drama Rare. And then, you know, for me as a citizen, not only as a man who lived in Ukraine, who was born in Ukraine, and who landed himself in Hollywood for reason to make a movie, because it's easy. For me, see my fellow Ukrainians doing such a mess in the country, what such a bad feeling. So I can't stand it. I need to do something. I need to film it. And as experienced producer, I know how to develop story, how to attach great talents, and how to fund it. And so we go 3 years.
And the connection with Oliver Stone was something that you were looking for?
Common friends. First of all, he was perfect, perfect storyteller for that story, because he have no fear. He have balls. Very, very, very tough. Very clever. So then the kind of controversy version, it was also idea to approach the Michael Moore, but he never did any movie about foreign events. He mostly was doing movie about
American, yes.
And we showed our ideas and our script and our footages to Oliver, and he liked it. And that's how we start collaboration. I have some reference from his good friends and the colleagues. I work for Andrew Kanchelovsky in a movie what's named Nutcracker and the Red King. I do 3D in that movie. And we work with Anna Trude, Moritz Bormann, and other our friends. He find out that I have some good movies behind of my belt. And we start working on that.
And the fact that he helped you in making interviews too, was something that was already decided at the very beginning, or that he proposed and you said yes?
It was our proposal and all of us agree on that. And he is very good at interviewing.
Well, because he never backs out.
Yeah, he never have. Yeah, I said it in the premiere, but I saw that Mr. Yanukovych, what questions Oliver asked him to make him just warm up, to stop him do statements, to open up and start making real, saying real things. And I think he will run away. It was my clear feeling. No. And no, he was a good fighter, good. Stand still and talk, and you know they post him like a dumb guy who have no clue, who reading the. It's not exactly the things. I first of all after that interview understand how actually Yanukovych was smart, because when I live in Ukraine and he was my president, I never think about him in such a good way, because I know him for 4 hours. It's very, very tough questions. And I find out. And Oliver trusts his story. Oliver said in the end, it's very important for me. That guy is still such an idealistical ex-president of Ukraine. And usually, the idealistical persons, they not kill. Because they have an ideals. And if he have an ideals, they can't kill a people.
And this film opened up to us a vision of some images and some actual different point of view on that situation for aspects that we never knew anything about. Some very harsh part, very violent, very difficult to watch, and also difficult to metabolize mentally, you know. And what is the actual real situation in Ukraine now?
Now?
Yeah.
I think it's horrible. They addicted to financial aid outside of country. Economy in a very bad shape. Mm-hmm. People suffering. So Ukraine in very bad shape. And only one my hope for that's an election in the United States. Because what I think after election in November, everything can change in 2 months.
But and regardless who is going to be elected, or you have some idealistic preference?
I have an idealistic hope that it will be Donald Trump, because he perfectly match that American current vision, what they want on that position. That doesn't mean Trump is the ideal person for that, but if he will be elected, and he already said that, he intended to make a peace deal with to establish their relationship with Russia and to fix everything, all that mess what's in the foreign policy of United States now with Russia. And you know, honestly, I think it's a very stupid approach, try to alienate country what have 8,000 nuclear warheads. Even in the worst part of that, they're talking, and that it's a chance, very good chance, to make that all tensions much easier and rebalance the power and make it like Russia place to breathe, give them some air to feel themselves better. And that will change all situation in Ukraine very, 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 very quick, I hope. Yeah, and it will be a new election. It can be elected president of Ukraine, a real one, not the current one, because current is a bit.
But are there any election on Ukraine happening very soon, or no? There
no, is but you know, that's very interesting. What an article in a very respected conservative American magazine about foreign policy, they recommend Ukrainians to change the government right now and change the president as they did before.
Well, you can because I think you cannot ask a population to do twice what they do. I want
you know, this revolution is a bad thing all the time. I'm very for evolution, not a revolution. Because in evolution, you build your family, your wealth, your something, you build your skills, and you progressing.
Yeah.
In a revolution, you destroy something. And after you destroy something, that's go worse. That's never go better. Yeah. And that situation in Ukraine economically is much, much worse now than before. Mm-hmm. And if it's no freedom of speech, it's no... you know, they banned that Russian movies, and that's a people who live in one culture. And that's a very bad thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it... I hope it will change for better.
Just coming back to your film for the final question, what are you hoping this film to be now? Now that it's finished, you saw it. Yeah, I had the first test with the audience this morning, which was very good, actually. Yes. So what are your best hopes for your film?
Oh, best hope. We will run through the very progressive audience around the world and the festivals. We have some... hope on Busan Film Festival in South Korea, maybe something after Toronto, and after that we proceed to distribution. We have some requests from companies, Europe here, and even television. Everybody state that it will be no movie, it will be no people like it, and Canal Plus maybe, that's our first choice. And I have a couple of friends, the other big distributors company in the Europe, like a Wild Bunch and other maybe. And they like, you know, controversial movie that people don't want to like very mainstream movies. They want controversy.
Yeah, they want also that. I mean, and they want to be informed. And your film is a good piece of information.
I think we have some insights in the movie. We have some... I'm afraid I do it very little bit intense and hard to digest. But my audience, that's a Western, English-speaking, smart... and interested in politics audience who don't want to be manipulated, who want to have own opinion, and who don't want to be like, you know, foreign policy of United States hijacked by neoconservatives and neoliberals. And it will be very good movement to United States to adjust that policy and to rid of all this idea what's actually from Cold War time about regime changing, about everything. And now that's in mainstream. Even all that political debate and an election of new president, they're talking about, oh, that was a big mistake to remove Gaddafi out of power. That was a big mistake to remove even Saddam out of power. Yes, they were bloody dictators, but look on that mess. That's much worse now.
Yeah.
So that's going to be mainstream. And avoiding regime changing for United States, it will be much, much smarter, and it will be cheaper, because that's not from pocket of gum, that's from pocket of citizens.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you to Igor Lopatinok, director of Ukraine on Fire, Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from Taormina Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.